ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot, and here we go again. Senate Democrats are ready to reject a government funding bill today, again over health care. Vote number 10, if you're counting. Democrats say they're not going to budge until they get a guarantee on continuing the Obamacare subsidies. They run out in a few weeks in most states. When that happens, Democrats think voters will demand Republicans enter into serious negotiations. This is the Congresswoman-elect from Arizona.
The problem here is that this is not something a can that can get kicked down the road. People right now, today, are getting letters about the increases in their health care premiums going forward. So this is not something that we can put off.
Adelita Grijalva telling ABC's Start Here podcast she's still waiting to be sworn in and thinks Speaker Johnson is stalling, knowing that she'll vote to release the Epstein files. An alleged victim of Jeffrey Epstein is suing the Bank of New York Mellon and Bank of America, claiming they failed to report suspicious transactions. This is ABC News. It is the second anniversary observance of the October 7th attack, delayed a few days by a holiday, and with the first real hope that the war Hamas started may really be over.
There are a number of issues that have emerged. One is disarming Hamas. The militants have been reasserting their control in parts of Gaza that the IDF withdrawn from against other armed groups, sometimes violently. Horrific images emerging in a video verified by ABC News appearing to show Hamas-linked gunmen carrying out a public execution.
ABC's Ian Panel in Tel Aviv. Russia has been battering Ukraine's energy facilities with hundreds of drones, dozens of missiles. A day before, Volodymyr Zelensky heads to Washington to ask President Trump for long-range missiles. The Pentagon is fairly empty of reporters today after members of the media surrendered their badges rather than agree to clear their stories with Secretary Pete Hegseth. Diane Keaton's death was from pneumonia, reports People magazine. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning people to be on the lookout for health care scams as open enrollment season gets underway. Agency officials say scammers will contact residents during the open enrollment period, claiming they can help them find the best deal for their health care. The scammers then request personal information, including their Medicare ID or Social Security number. Agency officials warn residents to be wary of unsolicited calls during the open enrollment period. Clintonville police called in the big guns for a challenge that has police departments across the state in a friendly competition. Boasting they're the only department with a celebrity endorsement, police in Clintonville brought in hometown boy and former WBAY news anchor Bill Jartz for reinforcement. The departments are raising money for the Police Lights of Christmas campaign. The program helps provide gifts for families in need during the holiday season. So far, Clintonville is in the lead with $4,000, but the Pulaski Police Department is right on their heels at $3,900. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation wants to remind drivers to keep an eye out for deer this time of year. According to a press release, drivers are at a greater risk of crashing into a deer in October and November as hunting seasons get underway and the hours of daylight decrease. There were more than 17,000 crashes involving deer last year, about a third of which occurred in October and November. Several counties in our neck of the woods rank among the state's highest for deer crashes. Outagamie and Manitowoc counties topped the list last year. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Game three for the Brewers and Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and Dodgers battling to advance to the World Series next week, continuing tonight in Los Angeles. Second baseman Bryce Terang on Milwaukee being down 2-0.
We know where we're at, and we know what we got to do, and I trust these guys in the locker room to figure it out. And we got a good group of guys, and we've fought all year. So I think heading to L.A., I mean, we know what we got to do.
How tough have the Dodgers pitchers been? The Brewers, Jake Bowers.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are dialed in right now. It seems like you can go an entire game without seeing a pitch over the heart of the plate, so obviously it's tough. But that being said, we got to take it upon ourselves to try and do something to disrupt their timing and get them a little bit more uncomfortable on the mound.
Football, the Wisconsin Badgers are 2-4, and it doesn't get any easier. They host Ohio State, the number one ranked team in the nation, kickoff at 2:30 Saturday in Madison. The Packers are in Arizona on Sunday against the Cardinals at 325 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today, an isolated shower possible, highs in the mid-60s. A few more showers around tonight with mostly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny, breezy, and warm on Friday with highs in the low to mid-70s. Currently, it's 49.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Night on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh,
a 97.9 WGBW, the Priscilla Presley memoir, Softly As I Leave You, Life After Elvis, came out last month, so it's available now.
I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't believe a word I say? We can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if a friend I know
Talking about hometown stuff, Green Bay stuff, 97.9 WGBW.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. So a call came in on my phone yesterday, and I think it said like public service or something like that. 920 area code. But I was like, I know all my bills are paid. This seems like a scam. So I let it go to voicemail. Well, here, as it turns out, it was the Brown County Library calling to let me know that one of my books was in. So I called him back. Everything is fine. But you can never be too careful. And that is why the scam jam is happening starting at 1 o'clock from 1 until 4 at UWGB. And it will get you all the info you need to know about the latest scams and how to protect yourself. It is a free event. You can learn about cryptocurrency scams, identity theft scams, and so much more. Get more info right now at our community calendar at WGBW.FM.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into Mass Appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Make plans now to see the historic Payne Estate in Oshkosh transformed into a spectacular showcase of illuminated sculptures and environments with the nature of light. Happening August 1st through October 26th, this mystical adventure brings visitors on an immersive journey among numerous lighted vistas and sculptural displays where you can view, touch, explore, and play with the nature of light itself. You can choose either the main or ultimate experience for your tour. Reservations are required, so go to thepayne.org today.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
97.9 WGBW welcomes the Linda Ronstadt Experience to Green Bay's Meyer Theater.
I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bay.
Friday, October 24th.
I've been cheated.
Experience the music of Linda Ronstadt as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. Tickets available now at MeyerTheater.org or listen to 97.9 WGBW for your chance to win tickets.
Well, that'll be the day.
The music of Linda Ronstadt.
I think I'm gonna love you for a long, long time.
Friday, October 24th, the Meyer Theater, with the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
I hear something saying. Chain gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying,
don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang,
all day long till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them mourning their lives away. Then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman, whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Chain Gang, it's Sam Cooke on Local News and Timeless Hits on 97.9 at WGBW. They are hard at work in the newsroom just for you, and another local news update is straight ahead.
The stars won't come out if they know that you're about, 'cause they couldn't match the glow. Just an ordinary guy. You know I'm trying hard to win me first prize. Oh, my Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better. Well, the air is fresh and clean.
You really got me.
side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Wisconsin ended its fiscal year with money left over, according to a statement issued by Governor Tony Evers yesterday. Even the state's rainy day fund grew to a record $2 billion. Evers says the state's budget surplus grew to $4.6 billion in the general fund. The amount in the state's main checking account was $265 million more than previous estimates. Evers credited the surplus with what he called the hard work across the aisle, saying in part he looks forward to continuing to be good stewards of taxpayer dollars while making smart and strategic investments to protect the future. The USS Cobia is back home again in Manitowoc after being dry docked in Sturgeon Bay since early September. The World War II submarine had some major restoration and repair work done. It also got a good cleaning. The hull was sandblasted to remove 3 tons of mussels and other debris that had accumulated over nearly 30 years since the last dry docking. The sub also got a new coat of paint from bow to stern. The USS Cobia, built in 1943, has been a proud centerpiece of the Wisconsin Maritime Museum. Many say it's a lasting reminder of Manitowoc's role in World War II submarine production. Even though the Cobia is back at home and all spiffed up, it won't be open to the public until a later date. We will keep you posted when that's announced. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies and a few late day showers can't be ruled out on this Thursday. Light east to southeast winds and highs in the lower 60s. Showers look more likely for the overnight. Cloudy skies, lows in the mid 50s, lower 70s for highs on Friday. It's 53 at our studios.
Jump out, jump out, jump back. Oh, well, I think you got the name. Whoa.
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 and WGBW. Locomotion from Grand Funk Railroad, done in 74. Then Kylie Minogue redid it in the late 80s. That's probably the one you hear at the wedding receptions.
We'll be right back.
news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Tune in on Sunday morning for Lean Local, the new show with Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt, starting at 7 a.m. right here on WGBW.
I live on the apartment on the 99th floor of my block. And I sit at home looking out the window, imagining the world has stopped. Then in flies the guys all dressed up just like a Union Jack. Says I want 5 pounds if I had this kind of.
Thank you.
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 and WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. I don't go often, but I do like a little road trip down to Milwaukee to go to Trader Joe's. But did you hear about the beef between Smucker's and Trader Joe's? A lawsuit is on our hands, and it looks like Smucker's says to Trader Joe's, you stole our product. So Smucker's, of course, makes the Uncrustable sandwiches. And I guess Trader Joe's has a version, which a lot of places do. But they say theirs looks an awful lot, the packaging, the color, the box, everything. And so they're taking them to court.
Okay, all signed up. Easy. Now let's run payroll. What the? Hey, girl. I'm you with more gusto. Nice. Who's that? New social media manager, hired and onboarded with gusto. And spoiler, we're kind of famous now. Wait, we're famous? Oh, well, I'm famous. Payroll, benefits, and HR. Designed and built for small businesses. Choose a future with gusto.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
The Linda Ronstadt Experience. Hear the music of Linda Ronstadt Friday night, October 24th, as performed by American Idol star Tristan McIntosh.
Well, that'll be the day.
Live at the Meyer Theater in downtown Green Bay.
But I don't know what it means.
Tickets available at MeyerTheater.org. The Linda Ronstadt Experience, October 24th, live at the Meyer Theater.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Did you know it's almost National Make a Difference Day? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And you can make your National Make a Difference Day great locally by joining the Green Bay Conservation Corps at John Muir Park. On Saturday, October 25th from 9 till 12, they're going to be at the park to remove invasive species in preparation for a nature trail. They ask you wear long pants and closed-toed shoes. This event is open to all ages and abilities, so sign up in advance, head to WGBW.FM and click events.
timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
All the world over so easy to see. People everywhere just want to be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be. Peace in the valley, people got to be free.
You should see.
Information you want to know. 97.9 WGBW.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh. Listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
bind your hands, not if my love can bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Just call me Angel of the Morning. Light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded by the light. Just call me Angel of the Morning. Angel, just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me Angel of the Morning. Angel, then slowly turn away.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Massive job cuts reported at Nestle. 16,000 people globally. Nestle saying the world is changing. Like other food makers, it's dealing with rising commodity costs and the negative impact of tariffs. Americans are worried about the federal shutdown, with an AP poll today blaming all sides equally, Democrats, Republicans, and the president. Senate leader